Did you push it? Are we recording?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to lettuce. Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Craig Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine. We're jumping right into it, huh?
We are. Whoa. You know what? Because, yeah, because why waste lettuce. Time? Listen, you have a dog on your lap, and I have never seen this dog before.
Yes.
Except in a photo.
Yeah, we sent you a photo. Believe it or not, we communicate outside of recording these podcasts.
Yeah. You communicate with your potato phone, and I communicate with my smartphone.
That's right. I am quitting my smartphone for a year, and so far it's great.
Well, let's get to that in a minute. But first, tell me about your new dog, who I believe you named Greg Benson. Is that correct? You named your dog Greg Benson?
Well, it's correct in the sense that we gave it a name, but it's not Greg Benson. No.
But you call it Greg Benson like as a nickname. You're like, hey, oh, look at sweet little Greg Benson.
I mean, I call a lot of things Greg Benson.
Sure.
As a nickname. Like sometimes I'll just use it as an expletive. I'll just sometimes just like, ah, Greg Benson.
Oh, please don't take my name in vain. I get very offended when people take my name in vain. Oh, hello, doggy. Dog just looked right at me.
Yeah,
the dog looked
Bunny.
Right into my soul. This is Bunny, you said?
Bunny is her name, yep.
You named a dog Bunny. You know, Bunny's the name of a different animal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a different animal which is called a bunny.
This is embarrassing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought this was a bunny.
No, that is a dog.
Okay. Okay. There's nothing we can do about it now. It's too late. This is a bunny.
I think that if you were to change her name to, say, Greg Benson...
It would just be too confusing.
She would adjust. She would adjust.
Because I would stub my toe and I would be like, oh, Greg Benson! And then she'll think that I'm calling her, but I'm not.
Again, please stop taking my name in vain. I really, if there's one thing I want to urge everyone, is please stop taking my name in vain. I saw your crotch mug. You just showed me your crotch mug again.
Yep, I took a drink out of my crotch mug.
And that will forever be known as your crotch mug.
It
oh my
now,
gosh.
Yep.
Craig, I'm so excited to see you.
And
especially
for people who this is their first episode listening, no explanation needed. It's just a crotch mug.
I guess I don't know what it means, but I guess Craig owns a crotch mug. That's how our listeners speak. That's how they all sound. Yeah. I guess Craig owns a crotch mug.
Greg, that's not how they
It is. They all speak like that.
Let's not insult.
Oh, look, Greg's imitating me. I guess I speak like this.
Greg.
He's
people
right.
From all walks of
this
life are listening.
Is how I
people
talk.
And they all talk differently. I've never really heard anyone talk.
That's why I'm trying to tell you they all speak like that.
It's weird that because I've never heard anyone talk like that for real, and so.
Well, here's the deal. Our listeners, every week after each episode is premiered, they call me, usually within about the first 48 hours. They give me a call because I post my number. My number's on the website, you guys. You guys can call me anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
So they call me and let me know their thoughts.
Can you say your number? Can you say it?
It's 911. Just call 911.
Okay. Yeah.
I changed my name. My name is Help. You can help, or you can call me by my full name. Help me.
Guys, do not call 911.
Just give me a
unless
call.
You
no,
have unless you have an actual emergency. That's not his number.
You just call up and you say, "Hi, help me," and then give me your thoughts on the episode.
No.
For instance, you'll call up and just say like, "Hi, help me. I really like the crotch mug part."
Yeah. don't call 911.
No, seriously though, do call 911. I want to encourage everyone to...
I mean, if there's an emergency, if you need help, yes, call 911.
Or if you just want to give feedback on our latest episode.
No, that would be not the right outlet for that.
I want to say...
Maybe a comment. Outlets, a comment would be...
Can I just say operators are constantly standing by at that number? Like, anytime, day or night, you can call. You don't have to worry about waking anybody up. Call anytime.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't. Okay? Are you looking at my dog?
Or don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a beautiful dog there. It's a lovely, sweet little dog.
Yeah.
She looks soft, too.
She's extremely soft. We think she's 1 year old. She was found on the street in Texas. Greg, I don't. I know what the road you're going to take, and
I'm just saying.
No.
Okay.
No, Greg.
Down on the street.
No.
Get yourself a little whore dog there.
No, okay, okay. You had to say it, yeah.
Well, that's the name of the episode. The name of the episode is Whore Dog. I had to say it, otherwise people would be confused. A little confused.
No, I think they knew. I think everyone knew where you were going with that.
All right. Well, yes. Why don't you just call her Whore Dog?
I'll see what China thinks about that.
People would like, why do you call her Whore Dog? You're like, because she was found on the streets.
Yeah. No, she's a little afraid of things. And we give her treats and she just takes them and hides them.
Really?
She hides them.
Because she thinks that her Johns are going to steal them from her?
No. Greg, I'm taking my glasses off.
Because you're laughing so hard because you're amused by this whole thing.
Yes, I'm amused. I am amused.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is amusing. Listen, I want to say this podcast is amusing, and I'd like to congratulate everyone for listening to it. You're doing a great job, everybody.
I mean, you don't know that. I mean, some of them could have it on in the background. They could be missing like 80% of it.
Yes, but the people who hear that are the people who are paying attention, and those are the people I'm congratulating. And I want to say again, congratulations, you guys. I think that more podcasters need to congratulate their listeners for doing a great job listening to them.
You know, honestly, guys, you listening, not an amazing feat. It's not really that impressive.
I feel like you should be really proud of yourself for your accomplishment.
You're really lowering the bar for congratulations.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like they deserve it, and we should give credit where credit is due. And credit is due right there.
If we start making it so easy to get a congratulations, it's going to become meaningless.
And congratulations on saying that, Craig.
Oh, my God.
I'm really proud of you. Think you're doing a great job. Oh, yeah. Good. I want to see the dog dance.
No. No. She's not going to see it.
Oh, you didn't mean get down like that.
No, I did not mean.
You know, Get Down is a song from the 70s that not a lot of people talk about, but I'd like to take this moment to do my little ode to the song Get Down by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more, so get down, get down, get down. You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want you around. See, listen. No other podcasters are singing that.
What's happening right now?
What happened?
This is what happens when Greg doesn't have any notes for the episode. When he has no plan.
I do have notes. I have notes right here. I'll prove it to you.
Okay.
I made a note right here. Tree hugging is a gateway to tree fucking.
I mean, for some people, maybe. Yes.
I did make notes. It occurred to me that that's a true thing, and now I'm going to have to tweet that.
Okay, that does sound like a Greg tweet.
It is, yeah. It's a pretty good tweet.
Did you hear about the horrible stuff that went down on social media recently?
No, is it about lettuce?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Cardi B complained about the price of lettuce.
No, she didn't. Oh my God! No way!
Yeah. But people were like, you don't have to worry about the price of lettuce. You're rich. And then she was like, I'm paraphrasing here.
Okay.
But she was basically saying, I mean, not for me. I'm just saying for people who need to afford, who can't afford food, you know, like that.
Man, how dare her? Or is it how dare she? Is it how dare she?
Well, the reason how dare she?
Listen,
how dare she?
Let's just,
she.
Let's just come
no, don't
right.
say
let's just
it.
Say
don't
how
say
dare it.
It. No, don't say it.
What
say
you can't,
she.
Why can't we call Cardi B an it? Why can't we do that? I feel like we've reached the point.
I don't think we should call anyone an it unless they want to be called.
It's 2023. I think we have the right to call each other an it from now on, because what are human beings other than a thing? You know, human beings are a thing.
It is important to remember, you know, to keep ourselves humble in that way.
We're just a collection of atoms.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. But I feel like you should just call someone what they want to be called. You know, I don't know if everyone wants to be called an it.
Well, I know Cardi B does for a fact.
You know that?
She sent me an email last Thursday.
Yeah.
And she said, will you please stop referring to me as a person and just refer to me as an it. And I'm like, okay, Cardi B.
Wait, how'd she contact you?
Through email. She sent me an email.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why, she has your email? She just emails you sometimes?
No, not my electronic mail, just email.
What is that?
Just the letter E, and then you mail it. She just mailed me the letter E, and then I knew what she was trying to
say.
Did
she write on the letter E?
No. I received the letter E in my mailbox, and I'm like, oh, this must be from Cardi B, and she must want me to call her an it. Like, you have to just sort of, you have to assume, you know, you have to make
an assumption.
I guess
with email, it's a little more challenging to know what people mean when they send you an E.
When you just get an E in the mail,
address.
You have to figure out who it's from in your mind and what they're trying to say. And you're like, okay, I got it.
Greg, that's absolutely not what happened. That's
who needs notes? Who needs notes?
Greg. So I want to ask you though, like, is that a problem? You know, when you being so rich and successful as you are, to, you know, shine a light on what the problems of society and people be like, oh, but what do you care? You're so rich. Is that a problem for you?
Let me tell you something. The price of flying cars is now $789,000, and I think that's a little steep. I'm only going to buy three of them.
Okay. So is this a complaint?
Yeah, I mean, because I was going to buy like seven or eight of them, but I'm like $789,000. Did you hear about this? At CES this past week, they announced that a flying car is now available for pre-orders, and they cost $789,000. It's from a company called the Flying Car Company. I forget the name, but I'm assuming that's correct.
No, that's not right. That's too generic.
I'm pretty sure that's correct. Okay.
It's not a bad name, honestly.
I did just read the article. I mean, the name describes the product.
Oh, yeah. So it's not that bad.
So you're not going to buy one? I'm only going to buy three. I think, personally, I like to complain about the price of flying cars. I think it's a little steep.
Yes. But what are you going to do? Why do you need three flying cars?
Well, obviously, in case you crash one. You know, like if you crash one into the side of a mountain, you're going to be like, oh, better go get one of my other flying cars.
So it's just backup? It's just having three backups?
Let's say you're flying around in your flying car. And I don't know if they're electric, if they can run out of charge, or if they run off of ethanol or whatever they run off of. But let's say you're flying around, you're up in the clouds, you run out of gas. Your flying car, plummets to the ground and explodes in a million pieces. You'd be like, I'm going to need to use one of my backup flying cars now.
You know, I don't think that's how... I think they're probably going to be electric, first of all.
Okay.
And I think they would probably detect if they were running out of power and they would safely land. They wouldn't just plummet.
Kind of like a drone that's running out of juice.
Exactly like that, yeah.
And the drone's like, I'm thirsty. I need some juice.
Yeah, drones, it's electricity and they don't talk. But
okay, maybe your drones
don't. I feel like they don't. Safe. Yeah.
So you're telling me you have non-talking drones?
Yes. I don't have any drones.
Your
what
drones
am I
don't
what
say
am I
a
saying?
Word.
I don't have any drones.
You don't have any drone? You're droneless?
I'm droneless.
God, I didn't know I was doing this podcast with a droneless man.
Yeah. Yeah, droneless it. yeah.
Good callback.
Oh.
I love a good callback. By the way, I feel like tree hugging is a gateway to tree fucking.
Yeah. That's not a callback. That's just repeating the joke.
That's not really what a callback is?
No.
All right.
No. But it worked. It kind of worked.
I mean, it's pretty good.
It was a nice reminder of that thing you said. Yeah.
It was nice. It was a g'nice reminder?
Did I say g'nice?
You said it was a g'nice reminder.
Did I?
No, yeah, rewind it. Listen to it real quick.
Okay. It was a good nice reminder.
Oh, is that what you were trying you were trying to say good and then you changed your mind at the last second to nice, but then your mouth couldn't catch up. So you said it was a g'nice reminder.
I guess so, Greg. We could nitpick all day if you want.
We might as well. I want to tell you something. I feel
Wait,
like this is.
I want to tell you something. You want to say I twice? Why would you do that?
Because there's two of me. Listen, I have a split personality. Right. Okay. I feel like this is a good nice episode. And
yeah.
And you're a good nice guy.
Yeah, I think so too. I really do.
All right, truce. Truce. We had to replace our chimney recently. And honestly, I was afraid.
I'm sorry.
I was afraid it was going to be really expensive, but turns out it was on the house.
That's and amazing. You got a free chimney? That's
and
amazing.
You said I didn't have notes. You said I didn't have notes for this episode.
I feel like that's a joke you've told many times.
No, it's actually a note. I made a note. And that's the end of my notes. I don't have any more notes.
Okay. All right. No, seriously, like, how do you get a free chimney? We had to get our chimney fixed.
Oh, you did?
It cost a bunch of money.
What was wrong with your chimney?
It was, I don't know, when we first moved in, it was set up illegally, basically. It had a flume. It had, like, two flumes going into one flume up to the chimney.
You had a triple flume.
Yeah, we had a triple flume, which is illegal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely don't want to have a triple flume. I mean, that's no
good. No.
We had to have some work done on our chimney also. It was blocked up. Turns out there was a dead man inside it. Santa Claus. It was Santa Claus.
Oh.
Yeah. Santa Claus died in our chimney, apparently several years ago. And I'm sorry for breaking the news to everybody, but Santa Claus is dead. He died in our chimney and he had to be removed.
What do you think would be more upsetting to tell a child that Santa Claus died? Or that Santa Claus doesn't exist?
Well, we're going to find out tonight because I'm going to say both to Charlie. And I'm going to go, I'm going to say Santa Claus doesn't exist. And I'm going to go, oh, I'm just kidding. No, I'll start off by saying he died. And then I'll be like, I'm just kidding. He doesn't really exist.
So that's the worst possible way to go about that. Yeah.
You think? I want to see which one makes him more upset.
Well, I think both together would be like. The sum is greater than the parts. You know?
So I should So I should say to him, Santa Claus is dead and he doesn't exist.
I mean that's actually a little better than making him think that he died for a while first.
Yeah,
and then telling him he doesn't exist.
Let me ask you something. Why do you have your earphones over just one ear? Do you want to be able to hear yourself more clearly?
Yes. Also, China has got Ada at swimming lessons. I want to know if they're coming in.
Okay,
if they're coming home.
Sure.
And I want to know if the dog needs something. You know,
man, you just want to know so much. You have so many wants and needs and desires.
I feel like it's just, you know, responsible recording.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
All right. You're just being a person. You're claiming I'm being a person right now.
I'm being responsible, you know, but I want to go back to this chimney thing because I probably am not remembering it correctly. And China listens to these episodes and she's going to say something. Yeah.
Can I just say hi to China real quick?
Okay.
Okay.
Say hi.
Hi, hi, China. Hi.
Wow, you got really awkward when you said hi all of a sudden.
I don't know. You're very,
you know, jovial, outgoing. What's the word?
Sexy.
You got a lot of charisma.
Yeah. Sexy man.
Super
sexy.
You got a lot of charisma, but as soon as you said you wanted to say hi to China, you closed up. Like you got shorter. I could see you're kind of a tall guy. You lost 4 feet and you're like, hi. Hello.
Oh, sounds like you're saying hello to Kim right now.
My wife.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is that, so do you just assume that that's how people say hi to people's spouses?
Yeah, to other people's spouses. That's the only appropriate way.
Oh.
Would you prefer I say, hey, China.
No, that's not the only other option. That's not the only other option. Nope.
China.
There's other ways to talk. You could just talk the way you normally talk. That's you know.
Been thinking about you. She's going to love this episode.
Yeah. My point was, I may have gotten the chimney thing situation wrong.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I don't remember. That's the thing.
No, what did you get wrong about the chimney situation?
Well, there was part of the chimney on the top was also broken, and it needed to be rebricked.
Yeah,
that's another thing.
Why didn't you just get up and rebrick it yourself?
Oh, do you know how to rebrick a chimney?
Well, no, but there's YouTube tutorials. What do you think YouTube tutorials are for?
Okay, but with that logic, you just do everything. You just look up on YouTube and then you just do it all?
Yeah, yeah. For instance, before you and I met, I looked up on YouTube how to become friends with Craig Benzine. And there was like a 7-step video, and I followed the 7 steps, and now it worked. I'd be like, oh, I accomplished that because it worked.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm unaware of this. Mm. And I would love to know who made it and what are the steps?
It was made by a user named CrappyPants1797.
And, okay, I don't know who that is.
You know, CrappyPants1797, big, big YouTuber.
Was that when they first introduced beans to America and everyone like crapped their pants in 1797?
Look, you're making an assumption.
Okay.
And your assumption is correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I wasn't assuming. I was asking. I wasn't saying that's what happened. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but you were actually correct.
Okay. Wow. That's
so anyway,
amazing.
CrappyPants 1797 laid out the 7 steps for becoming friends with Craig Benzine.
Yeah.
And they are as follows.
Okay.
Step number one, meet Craig Benzine.
You know what I thought you were going to do?
What's that?
I thought you were going to go to the Patreon bonus section. I thought that's what you were going to do.
Oh, no. Because, you know, I want to share this with everyone. I don't want this only to be for the Patreon peeps.
Wait.
Even though they are the best peeps.
They are the best peeps.
Yeah, sorry to offend the rest of you.
Meet Craig Benzine.
That's step one.
I feel like that's not really advice on... how would you meet me? Like, how would you...
Would you just listen to this? There are 7 steps.
Okay.
Step number one, meet Craig Benzine. Step number two, become friends with Craig Benzine.
Okay. This isn't advice. This is just tell you to do the thing that you want to do.
But that's how you do it.
How do you build a house? Step one, build a house.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not going to go through the steps, are you?
No. Step one, meet Craig Benzine. Step two, become friends with Craig Benzine. Steps 3 through 7, explore and enjoy the music of Billy Joel.
Okay. I feel like that's two different lists. You just jammed two lists together. And also... 3 through 7. Why is that 3 through 7 steps? Listen to Billy Joel. Why is that multiple steps?
I knew you were going to question this. Yeah, I can't. It's like I can't say anything without you just questioning everything.
Yeah, I get the impression that you want me to, though. I feel like you're bringing things up.
I know. Maybe you're a music snob because you've got your own band. But I want to say, Billy Joel is a very talented artist. He has been writing
nothing
and
performing
since the '60s, and then his heyday in the '70s through the '80s. He made a lot of great music, and I don't need for you to denigrate Billy Joel in front of our audience.
I am not denigrating Billy Joel. Nothing wrong with Billy Joel.
All right, stop with all the Billy Joel hate. You know?
All I'm saying is, why do you need 4 steps to listen to Billy Joel? That's 1 step. Listen to Billy Joel.
He recorded a lot of albums. You think you can get through all those albums in 1 step? Think again, pal. He recorded a lot of music.
You have to listen to every single Billy Joel song?
Well, that's why there's steps 3 through 7. It gives you time to really enjoy, explore his catalog.
Steps aren't time. Steps aren't a clock. Craig, steps are not a clock.
Oh, it's Craig, just... why are you making this so difficult? And it's not even for you. You can't do these steps because you're already Craig Benzine. What are you going
to
become?
And how
friends
does
with
it
yourself?
Leading to Billy? I'm not even. I'm a very casual Billy Joel listener. How does this lead to being a friend with me?
It doesn't. You've already become friends with you in step two. Then you have extra time for the remaining steps. That's all it's saying. Like, all right, you've accomplished your friendship with Craig Benzine.
You're just suggesting something to do then, so they're not bored.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, it's all part of it. This is kind of like the reward for following the steps, becoming friends with Craig Benzine.
Do you?
Then you can just relax and enjoy the music of Billy Joel. That's all I'm saying.
So when you're giving instructions for anything. You always end with like four steps to listen to Billy Joel. Is that the end of all of your?
Well, first of all, steps 3 through 7 are 5 steps. Your math is wrong. You don't do 7 minus 3.
Oh, right.
You do steps 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 5 steps.
Okay, 5 steps.
You know, your math was off, and you should be embarrassed. You know,
okay,
that you would do such horrible math in front of our listeners and viewers.
So is berating Craig part of the list of becoming friends with
Craig?
No,
that's a different video.
Oh, a video.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a different YouTube video that was made by Simon Kranzberg, 1797.
What is that video?
It's called 7 Steps to Berating Your Friend, Your New Friend, Craig Benzine. It's like a follow-up video to How to Become Friends.
I'd love to hear those steps as well. And are the last 5 listen to Billy Joel?
No. Strangely, steps 1 through 6 are continue listening to Billy Joel.
Okay. All right.
Step seven.
So you need 11 steps of Billy Joel once you're done.
Finally, your math has caught up. Step 7.
Yeah.
Step 7 is berate your new friend, Craig Benzine.
That's not a step. That's not instructions. I mean, it is instructions, but it's not how to do something.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is the first episode that we've recorded in the year 2023.
It is.
And I got to say, if all episodes are this good, then we're going to have a hell of a year in front of us. This is fantastic.
Whew.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. We probably it should be the only one this year, I think.
Yeah. Maybe so. And maybe it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's
life
the end
finds
of the,
a way.
That's
Oh man,
and you messed it up. I was trying to
life
say
life finds
thing.
A way was the perfect punchline to that.
Ah, damn it. Shoot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell if we ended the Patreon section now or if we're still in the Patreon section.
I don't think we're in it. We're not in it anymore.
We're not in it.
I want to begin the second half with me saying life finds a way and being upset that it didn't make it into the Patreon only section.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we're back then.
Yeah, we're back.
Man. By the way, folks, thanks to a request from our Patreon listener Alice Terror, I have enabled the RSS feed.
You said that before during the Patreon only, and that was a very different way that you just said it.
That's how their name is pronounced. So
say it again,
Alice Terror. So
that was a little different.
Nope.
Still.
Nope. I got a message, a personal message. Oh my,
what is happening?
Well, you rarely hear that. Listen, we're recording this through OBS, and if someone just happens to follow my Twitch channel while recording one, you're going to hear, "Hey girl, hey." So
the first time that's happened.
It's the first time that's ever happened because someone just followed us at a random time. At 9:30 on a Monday morning.
So if this really blows up and you get really popular, or Bad Movies Live gets really popular, it's going to be, "Hey girl, hey!" all throughout the whole thing.
There'd be no way for me to possibly stop it.
I did not realize that was a danger. Good thing we're trying not to be very popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got a request to enable the RSS feed. I don't really know what an RSS feed is. I don't really understand RSS feeds, but I enabled it on Patreon and apparently it works. So now people who follow us on Patreon can put the RSS feed link into their favorite podcast. Wake up, Craig. This is important. Oh, my God. Craig fell asleep.
Sorry. I just heard some letters.
Yeah. You can. I know. RSS. He's out again. Wow. I never knew the thing that puts Craig Benzine to sleep. I'm going to make a 7-step video, how to put your new friend Craig Benzine to sleep, using 3 simple letters in 7 easy steps. And it's going to be step 1 through 4, continue listening to Billy Joel. Step 5.
Okay.
Say the letters RSS. There he goes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you didn't go out.
What?
Oh, you missed it. I said the letters RSS.
Oh.
There he's gone again. Okay. And then step 5, 6, and 7 is going to be, step 6 and 7, I forget where I left off, is throw out all your Billy Joel CDs.
Did you say throw out all your Billy Joel CDs?
Mm-hmm. Well,
why throw them out?
Well, you've been listening to them so much, I'm sure by now you're sick of them.
Aren't you just listening to all of them, the whole catalog once?
No, I mean, they've had so many steps. You've been listening to them over and over, probably for weeks at this point. And then you're like, oh, I don't want to hear Allentown again. I'm done with that. I don't want to hear Tell Her About It.
You know, maybe digitize the albums first and you don't have to throw them out. Or just get them online. Then you don't have to throw them out.
You're like, ugh, Piano Man. Have you ever noticed how stupid the lyrics are to Piano Man? It's like they have the most ridiculous lyrics.
There's a tear in my beer. Isn't that in there?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a tear in my beer. It's like, come on. You don't need a tear in your beer. And how would you know if there was a tear in your beer? What, it tastes extra salty?
Well, maybe you're crying and you saw it drip in.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. No, it isn't. Ridiculous lyrics.
Well, maybe if you're not listening to it at that time.
That's what I'm saying. I heard it.
It's a story,
Greg. 7:30 on a Tuesday.
Greg, it's a story. When you're watching a movie and you see a clock in the movie.
Yeah, I'm like, and it's a different time. That clock's wrong. I'm like, that clock is way off.
This movie's bullshit.
Yeah,
right?
It is bullshit. Yeah. And why are all these people speaking French? I got to read words on the screen just to tell what they're saying. This is not realistic.
This isn't France. Yeah.
It's idiotic. And then they show like a shot and people are walking by the Eiffel Tower. And like, that's stupid. The Eiffel Tower isn't here.
Yeah,
in my living room.
It's a story. It's not now. It's not reality.
I don't know, man.
And a song is also can be a story or whatever the singer wants to say.
Okay.
You know, it's not about you having issues with time, I think, like with, you know,
speaking of time, my son. I have a son. His name is Charlie, by the way. I have a son named Charlie. He's he turned 7 this month. Which is very exciting. Can't believe that we've had him now for 7 years. It's amazing.
Wow.
So anyway, so my son was talking about how he wished that people had superpowers. And I said, you know, everyone does have one superpower. We all have one superpower. And he said, I know what it is. And I said, what is it, Charlie? And he said, kindness. And I said, wrong.
Wow. Wow.
And I told him that our superpower is time travel. And he's like, no. Oh. I said, no, we can't travel through time. I said, we're traveling through time right now. And you know what I'm going to say. We're traveling forward through time in real time. And that is time travel. Kindness. What an idiot. What an idiot.
Greg.
Kindness.
Greg, this is,
what a
Greg,
dumbass.
This is your son. This is your son, Greg. That's not...
And my son's a dumbass for saying kindness.
Oh, no, Greg.
What shit is that?
That's great. I think that's very nice. It's very sweet.
He's 6 years old. What the hell does he know?
I thought he was... Oh, yeah, he's not 7 yet.
6 years old. Kindness.
Greg. Ugh. Greg, he's your son. And I feel like that's a great thing for him to say. That's a good sign.
I know. He's the greatest kid in the whole world. I love
But hang on a second. My leg fell asleep. Can you just hang on for a second?
Okay, hang on. Yeah. Craig's leg fell asleep. Hang on, what's he gonna do? Oh, literally, he's shaking his leg out. Craig's shaking a leg. Shaking a leg. Craig's shaking a leg. Now he's stretching, which is kind of weird. I don't know what that had to do with shaking his leg out. What did the stretching your upper body have to do with your lower body issue?
I mean, I could kind of feel the tingling I could feel it going up a little.
That's
just
the effect that I have on people.
Yeah, no, it was just circulation.
Nope. You're talking to me and you got some tingling going. Listen, that's just the effect I have. You know what? Because I'm so sexy. It's because of that voice I did earlier.
No, Greg. Yeah. Stop it. I feel like I can do a better sexy voice.
You feel
actually.
Some more tingling right now?
Oh, I felt tingling. That's for sure. I felt tingling. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the best episode ever.
The best episode of two guys talking about letters.
Two guys making you
We
tingle.
Can't both be doing it. We just
sure
it's
we
just,
can. No. Listen, we are both really sexy guys. Me a little more so, you know, because of my age. You know, the older you get, the sexier you get. Did you know that?
I mean, It depends on a lot of things, I think. Like, there are plenty of people who are older who I would say are sexier than most people.
Yeah, including me. That's exactly right, including me. And that's why people listen to the podcast, because they're like, God damn, that Greg is sexy.
I mean, listen,
all the comments from this episode on your YouTube channel and on the Patreon are going to be all about how sexy I am.
Even when you say the word sexy, it makes me uncomfortable. It just
because you are uncomfortable with how sexy I am. Because you're a man and I'm a man, and you're like, I've never had these feelings about a man before until now.
I understand
it makes you uncomfortable. It's just natural. Don't be homophobic, though. Don't be homophobic here on our podcast.
You're really reading into this, Greg. Listen, if I found you sexy, I would tell you and I would be comfortable with it. I just don't, Greg. I just don't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Greg, you're my friend. You're just a dude. You're not. It doesn't matter if you're sexy. It doesn't matter. I'm not sexy either. We're not sexy people, Greg, and you just have to accept it. Greg.
I can't believe you don't think I'm sexy.
Oh, Greg. Listen, Greg, listen, all right. If it makes you feel better, I think you are... a decently looking person.
Oh, okay, I'll accept that.
Okay, all right.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. God.
It doesn't matter, Greg. It's just image. It's just, I mean, maybe in your line of work, image matters a little more. But,
I mean, I thought we had one kind of friendship, and then you, like, throw this at me, and then all of a sudden our friendship changes, and...
What? You thought the friendship we had was, I found you sexy?
Yes.
That was our friendship.
Yeah, I thought that's why we were friends. That you found me sexy, and I'm just like, I just have to deal with it. You know, like that's
not a friendship, Greg. That's not. Is that what you think is happening here?
That's what I thought we were doing.
Yeah.
Was I off?
Yeah, yeah. If a person is around and you feel like I just have to deal with it. That's no way to live, Greg. That's no way to live.
You know who I bet thinks I'm sexy? Your little whore dog.
I think my dog
you can say it, your little whore dog. You can say it.
No.
I bet your little whore dog thinks I'm super sexy.
My very adorable dog.
Your very adorable little whore dog. Yeah.
I think could barely recognize two-dimensional images, so she didn't see you.
Oh, man. I love this episode. This is a good episode.
This is a pretty good one.
Yeah. this is the way to start a year off right here.
Yeah. Well, we'll have had, I don't know, 2-3 episodes up this year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, we're live us. We're behind recorded us.
Yes, that's the way it always is.
But when we finish this in only about another 5 minutes, we're going to be recorded us. Like, there will be no more live us.
We will still exist. Huh? We still exist
between episodes?
When we're not recording. You know, like the stuff you talk about, like your experiences, stories you have about your life that we talk about in the episode?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get those by living life outside of the episode. That's...
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see what you mean. Okay. All right. Now I understand. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you completely shut down when we stop recording.
No, you're right. I do continue to exist. You're right. You're right. Listen, sometimes I forget. Yeah. You know, I can't remember everything. There's so many things to remember. I can't remember everything.
Like existing?
Yeah. I can't. I'm too busy remembering what the square root of 625 is. It's 25. Well,
why do you have to remember that?
Well, because in case anybody asked me, like...
How many times has someone asked you that?
Well, none yet, but you never know when it's going to happen. It is 25, though.
Okay, yeah, I believe you. That's
if you
fine.
Don't believe me, get out a calculator. You know, if you're going to argue with me, get out a calculator.
No. I feel like you're very proud of this knowledge, and you just want to show the world that you know that. That's what's happening here.
I mean, I learned it for a reason.
All right, let's see. I will get out the calculator. Yeah, yeah.
All right, go ahead and do that. While you're doing that, I'm going to show our viewers who are watching the USB cord that I have on my desk. Here it is. I have it right there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's some good podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, so you
yep, you're right.
That.
It is 625.
That's, I told you. Why didn't you believe me? You didn't have to look it up.
Yeah, but what's 26 times 26? Don't look it up.
I don't. I guess it's going to be 651.
Nope. You're wrong. 676.
That's what I said.
No, that's not what you said. Greg.
I just added. Oh, I added 26 to 625.
Yeah.
Is that not
That's not how you do it. And you seem very ashamed of yourself.
I just you know, I worked really hard.
Greg,
to learn this.
Greg, we can't.
And then you and then you added a number, and then
you can't know everything, Greg. It's okay. Well, you don't have to.
I did know everything until you did that. I knew everything.
No, you knew everything that you knew.
But I knew everything. Yeah. Then you ruined it. I knew everything, and then you ruined the whole thing.
No. There are still plenty of things you don't know, whether I mention it or not.
Oh, yeah? Name something else you think I don't know. I bet I know it. Name something else you think I don't know. I'm going to give you the answer now. Rhinoceros. See?
Wrong.
No, you were going to ask me what the name of the movie was that starred Zero Mostel and Gene Wilder that's not the producers, and the answer is Rhinoceros.
I was going to ask you the capital of Vermont.
Which is also Rhinoceros.
No,
it's Montpelier. I know it's Montpelier.
God,
I know.
You're right. You did know that.
I know.
Okay.
I told you, I know everything, but you asked the wrong question. You were supposed to ask me about the Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel movie. See, a lot of people don't know that they made another movie after the producers, that they made another movie together. A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. It's not a great movie. I watched it recently. It ain't
That's
great.
That's a shame. It must not be a Mel Brooks movie.
It is not a Mel Brooks movie. It is written by sort of a surrealist playwright, and it's just sort of this crazy surrealist
play. You had me at surrealist playwright, Greg. You had me.
I did? That's how I had you?
I love me a surrealist playwright. I love it.
You said surrealist.
Surrealist, yeah.
That's what you said. You fucked up. Are you going to watch the movie now? Is that what you're doing? You're pulling up the movie so you can watch it?
No, I'm looking for facts you might not know. You know everything. You're right. You know everything.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and answer that for you. Herbert Hoover is the answer. Herbert Hoover.
I was going to ask who led the FBI in the 30s.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to ask who invented the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, then that would be wrong. Yeah. Was it the 30s? Was it the 30s that he led the FBI?
No, in the 30s, he invented the vacuum cleaner. And by the way, I love vacuum cleaners. You know what the thing I love about vacuum cleaners is? They get all the dirt up off your floor. I mean, I just think that's...
Oh, I'm thinking of J. Edgar Hoover. No,
I'm thinking of J. Edgar Hoover. Herbert Hoover was a president of the United States.
Yes, he was a president.
I don't know why you said that.
I don't know.
He also invented the vacuum cleaner.
I think it's obvious why I said it. It's the same last name.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, that neither one of them invented the vacuum cleaner.
Well, I mean, he might have.
No.
I mean, he might have invented the Hoover vacuum cleaner.
He didn't.
He and his brother J. Edgar.
I don't think they were
Herbert Hoover and J. Edgar Hoover were brothers.
Yeah. Okay.
And they started a vacuum cleaner company.
Yeah.
And at first, like, nobody was buying them because they were like, we're supposed to get our what off of what? And they're like, dirt off of your floors. And they're like, what? People didn't understand that concept. So they're like, we better quickly get other jobs. So like one of them said, I'll just head the FBI. And the other one's like, okay, I'll be the president. Mm-hmm. And then so they got these jobs. Mm-hmm. And then later the vacuum cleaner company took off because they were able to advertise it since people were familiar with them as the president and the head of the FBI. Or is it director of the FBI? Is that right?
I'm not sure. I also said, I'm ashamed that I confused the two, honestly. Because I feel like
you really embarrassed yourself.
J. Edgar Hoover was head of the FBI in like much later.
Yeah.
But Herbert Hoover was president in the 30s, right? I'm getting them too. I really conflated the two, and I'm ashamed of myself. Ashamed of myself.
It's okay. Yeah, listen, give yourself a break. You know, nobody's perfect, especially you. And that brings the end to this episode of Two Guys.
I'm talking about lettuce.
Talking about lettuce.
Lettuce.
The inventor of the portable vacuum cleaner was James Murray Spangler. And the first gasoline-powered vacuum cleaner was John Thurman.
I think they invented the Spangler and the Thurman. I think you're confusing it. Anyway, the episode's over, so we can't keep talking about this. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We hope to.
It's the only way I can get in any words, Greg, because you keep moving from thing to thing. So I just have to jump in when we're not even talking about the thing anymore.
Look, we've already ended. No one can hear this part.
I think they can.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.